Hello, this is Staff Chair of Kenny Agulture dictating an NASP report on Bruce McNish. Date of birth is 8/3/1957. Date of procedure January 5th, 2024. Physician is Dr. Evgeny Agulturdio. Referring physician is Dr. Nirmal Patel.
This is way too spicy. Only totally average.
Procedure performed is colonoscopy with cold biopsies and cold biopsy polypectomy and cold snare polypectomy. Indication is diarrhea, comma, screening for colon cancer. Description procedure informed concerns the pain period, possible complications of procedure, including bleeding, infection, perforation, drug reactions, as well as possible other medications, such as something that's throughout the patient period. Patients brought to the endoscopy suite. Place in left lateral position, sedation for anesthesia service, with monitoring anesthesia care period, as digital rectal exam is normal period, or will look fatal and spider colonoscopes introduced into the rectum and advance in the direction to the cecum, which is identified by the presence of the appendix or facility of bowel complex of cold period. The terminal ileum was intubated and evaluated period. Careful examination made of the cecum, ileocecal valve, ascending colon, hypoxic transverse colon, splenic flexure, descending colon, sigma colon, the rectum period of retroflexure was obtained. The rectum period bowel preparation was good with a Boston bowel prep score. 7-2-3-2. Period. Withdrawal time is over 9 minutes. Findings. There were two diminutive rectal sessile polyps removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. These appeared hydroplastic. Next one. Random biopsies were obtained in the terminal ileum, right colon, transverse colon, left colon, to rule out causes for diarrhea. Next line, the terminal ileum appeared unremarkable, comma, last 5 centimeters. Next line, there was a diminutive hepatic flexure polyp removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. Next line, there was an approximately 8 millimeter sessile sigmoid colon polyp removed with cold snare polypectomy. Next line, there were two more rectal polyps, one removed with cold snare polypectomy. This one was approximately 7 millimeters in size, and due to the mucosal defect, two clips were deployed in this area for hemostasis. Next line, the other rectal sessile polyp was removed with cold biopsy polypectomy. It was diminutive. Next line, there was grade 1 internal hemorrhoids noted that were non-bleeding. Plan follow-up biopsy pathology, given the diarrhea. Next line, recommend repeat colonoscopy in 3 years. Pending path, next line, follow-up in office as previously scheduled.